Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal is using his power as the new chairman of the influential House Ways and Means Committee to raise lots of campaign cash, and that appears to involve a lot of wining and dining of the rich and powerful. It's hard to escape that conclusion after reviewing the fundraising reports of the Western Massachusetts Democrat. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, critics consider it an example of the Washington swamp.
Since the Democrats won back control of the House, Richard Neal has become one of the party's most influential members as the new chairman of the powerful Ways and Means Committee. David Daley, the former executive editor of Salon.com and a longtime journalist and author, published a piece this week in the Boston Globe about what he called Neal's high life in Washington. It offers a stark portrait of how money, influence, and power work in the nation's capital, even with Democrats like Neal now in control of the House.
He essentially auctioned off access to himself, wining and dining lobbyists at these elite fundraisers. In return, he pocketed hundreds of thousands of dollars of contributions, many from elite donors with valuable interests before his committee.
Daley's tough conclusion about Neal is supported by information provided by Neal himself to the Federal Election Commission. According to the FEC filings, right after he took the gavel on the Ways and Means Committee, Neal took in more than $500,000, much of it corporate PAC money from a range of interests, health insurance, big pharma and financial services, and from companies like Home Depot, Prudential, and Toyota. But what's most striking is how he spent money to get that money. The biggest share of spending was for entertainment, restaurants, hotels, and fundraising consulting services. Neal spent tens of thousands of dollars on fancy dinners and posh events, from Washington, D.C. to Florida to California, all to woo wealthy donors who in turn gave Neal hundreds of thousands of dollars in contributions.
It's night after night.
Again, journalist David Daley.
At all of the hottest steakhouses and seafood places on Washington's waterfront. It's evenings in Manhattan in which Neal stays at the finest luxury hotels. There's travel through California. There's travel through Texas. What there's not is an awful lot of travel through Massachusetts' first district, listening to constituents.
WBUR reached out multiple times by phone, email, and text to Richard Neal's office to talk about his fundraising and campaign spending, but we didn't hear back. FEC documents show that Neal raised and spent more campaign cash this year than anyone else in the Massachusetts delegation. Of the state's seven House members, Congressman Joe Kennedy is an impressive fundraiser and accepts PAC money, but he came in a distant second to Neal on both accounts. And records show in the first quarter, Kennedy spent virtually nothing on the kind of fancy fundraising events at which Neal excelled. David Daley, who's been covering money and politics for a long time, says Neal represents an extreme case of pay-to-play politics.
I have never seen FEC reports as stuffed with luxury hotels and fancy restaurants. He took full advantage of this. This is everything that is wrong with the system on steroids.
I understand Daley's frustration. It's not a good way to run democracy, but it is legal and it is quite common in my experience.
This is Paul Seamus Ryan, Vice President for Policy and Litigation at the nonpartisan watchdog group Common Cause, which advocates for campaign finance reform. Ryan says Neal does what the law allows and what most lawmakers in Washington do.
Members of Congress hold all or nearly all of their fundraising events at posh locations. It is a seemingly enjoyable way to pad your own lifestyle if you're a member of Congress.
Ryan says rather than focus your outrage on Neal, focus it on a broken system that thwarts democracy.
The big problem is that the average American cannot afford to pay $5,000 to attend a fancy dinner with a member of Congress. It leaves most of America out in the cold, not having the same level of access and influence as wealthy people and special interest groups have.
And that can have real legislative consequences, or at least the appearance of such. Last month, for example, Neal championed legislation to reform the IRS. According to Neal, the law would provide protections for low-income taxpayers. But it also prohibits the IRS from ever offering a free tax filing system for low-income Americans, which would have cut into the profits of tax prep giants like H&R Block. Among the companies to make a donation to Neil this year, H&R Block. Again, David Daly.
This is essentially pay-for-play legalized corruption, and it has to stop.
Again, there's not a shred of evidence that Richard Neal has broken any laws. He's just very good at using the current system to raise lots of money, not only for him, but for fellow Democrats. The FEC filings show that Neal is one of the top 10 contributors to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, which is focused on electing Democrats to the House. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.